Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
I'm Pete.
On today's show, we'll be talking about broadcast and online media content. The low-tech item is going to focus on some online sources of television shows and movies. Our focus item will be about online instruction, and you can find instruction for pretty much anything you can think of online. Some of this will be fun. And our high-tech item will be about how to capture audio and or video from some of these online media providers. But first, to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, even for video media, there's actually a fair amount of audio content. One doesn't necessarily need to rely on content with described video in order to enjoy it. You can still enjoy it without seeing the visual aspects. We've talked about going to movies before.
Oh, we've had good experiences at movies, especially with that King of Hearts movie.
Right. But, you know, Pete enjoys movies. He can't see them, but can't see anything else either. And you know, they're still enjoyable. Same thing watching television. And then anything you can find on YouTube, you know, the people who put it up there assume that you're there for the video and visual imagery, but there's plenty of enjoyment to be had without the visual.
And we're gonna show you some examples of some of that. But you know, you talk about movies. It, you know, often some of our friends will be saying, you know, let's do something Saturday night, and oh, maybe we should go to a movie. Oh well, Pete doesn't go to movies, does he? How would he enjoy a movie? And people are always asking, you know, kind of shy about asking me to go to a movie with them, and they always ask me, well, how do you enjoy movies? You know, when they finally get around to asking, and the answer is,
same as real life.
Right. I mean, there's plenty of audio in the movies that you can listen to. I mean, just like, you know, you have to pay attention to the sounds around the movie and what's going on. You just use your other hearing sense anyway.
Right. You're not going to smell the movie
That's
much.
True. I usually give this talk to elementary school students about what it's like to be blind and having a disability, and we talk about how just because one of your senses isn't working right, you can compensate by using your other four senses. But I guess in a movie, as you said, you can't use all your other four senses.
Well, depending on where you go, because we've been to some special video presentations like at Disneyland, and you get a, shall we say, multi-sensory experience, you know. Everybody thinks they're there for the visual, but when the ogre sneezes and they spray water all over you, you didn't need to see that to get the experience.
That is gross. Or the wind storms or earthquakes when they start shaking the chairs.
Right.
Thank you.
Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be talking about how to get hold of some of this material online, whether it's a television show or a movie. Well, you know, we keep telling you about Google. You can Google anything. If you want to find a clip from a movie, you just type in the name of the movie, and sure enough, Google will find you all sorts of information about the movie, but often they'll find you clips of the movie also. You found a link to a bunch of lectures at the 92nd Street Y in Manhattan. So anything you can think of, you can find clips or maybe even the whole thing online, whether it's through Google or YouTube or iTunes. There's probably other sources.
Yeah, again, let Google be your friend for these things. You can find anything through Google. But if you know some specific sources, like the 92nd Street Y Nancy mentioned, they have talks by Brian Greene, the physicist who we talked about in a previous show. If you want to actually see him talk, he's quite dynamic. We've seen
John Stewart
at the 92nd Street Y. Yeah, they have some fascinating lectures there. Sammy Kahn, the lyricist, gave a very thorough talk on how he composes his music and puts the lyrics to them and things like that. So it's a great series.
And some of these shows you'll find either clips or the whole thing. So you can go to the channels section of YouTube, which is YouTube, spelled Y-O-U-T-U-B-E.com/channels. And they've got this enormous list of categories, basically. So the first bunch of items are by category, and in alphabetical order, it starts with comedy, education, entertainment, film, gaming, how-to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then you can look for specific performers, again, in alphabetical order, starting with the comedians again, directors, gurus, musicians, et cetera. And then other kinds of categories, shows, movies, trailers, contests. So whatever kind of thing you're looking for, you can probably find it in a channel of YouTube. So that's youtube.com/channels. If you're looking for specific shows, and I believe these are mostly television shows, you can go to youtube.com/shows. And some of them have clips, others have entire episodes, and it's spelled out quite clearly which is which.
And you're not going to find every show that you might like to watch here, but there are many of the popular ones that particularly younger folks like, Family Guy, and there are other...
The Office.
Right.
You know, but if it's too popular, forget it. You're going to have to watch commercial TV in order to see it because they don't want you to get away with seeing it without the commercials.
There is a price to pay. Not everything is free. So another great source of shows and movies is Hulu, www.hulu.com. And here you'll find, as I said, a bunch of movies you can search for, particular movies or TV shows. Some of them are even in high definition, so you can connect your computer up to your LCD TV or plasma TV and watch these in pretty high quality if you have a good internet cable provider.
Another source is Netflix. We're still kind of old school. We used to walk over to the local Blockbuster and rent our movies on DVD. Well, we used to get them in VHS, but, you know, we switched to DVD. Well, now that store closed, we're kind of out of luck. We haven't yet fished in for Netflix, but that's another very popular source. And if you get their $8 a month subscription, you can get not only physical movies mailed to you back and forth, but you can also download a lot of material.
Movies and TV shows.
Right. And their website, not surprisingly, is Netflix.com. So that's Netflix.com.
And I think they have a phone number also for people who would prefer to find out about them that way. And
that's area code. Well, it's an 800 number. So 1-866-636-3076.
So the funny thing about Netflix was when we were looking into finding out about Netflix for the show, because we don't use it yet, right on their main webpage it said the price per month was $7.99, except that they must have not put a period between the 7 and the 99, but they just put the 99 in smaller print. So visually it looked like $7.99. But Jaws read it as $799 per month, which I thought was a little exorbitant. So I meant to write to them, and I'll probably do that next couple of days so they can straighten out their website.
So another thing you can do online through YouTube or probably other sources is get some broadcast television stations that might not necessarily be broadcast in your local area. And the first we ran into this was we like to go to our local Ethiopian restaurant, and they like to watch Al Jazeera because that focuses on news more from their part of the world. And, you know, with all of this really newsworthy stuff going on these days in Syria, in Libya, all over that part of the world, if you want to see more than just a few minutes at a pop about what's going on there, you can get news from around the world with very different perspectives.
Well, what I thought was particularly nice about that, and knowing that these alternate news sources exist easily by looking for them on the web, is that, you know, sometimes our U.S. news is very America-centric, and the news is very different when you listen to other sources outside this country.
You are listening to Viewpoints, 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 Viewpoints.
This week's focus topic is on online instruction.
Oh, we have to learn something?
Well,
learning
it's up to
good.
You whether you actually learn from all this instructional material.
Oh, okay. I like learning anyway.
But, you know, there's always something you might want to learn how to do or not. And sometimes there's no substitute for just having a little either audio or video clip where you can watch or listen to somebody else doing it. So our children bought us, well, bought Pete, a didgeridoo.
And I can't imagine why.
It's because you said, oh, I always wanted one of those.
You have to watch what you say in jest sometimes.
That's right. So now we own a didgeridoo, which if you don't know what it is, it basically looks like a tube that's a couple inches around and almost as tall as I am with a slight bend in it. And, well, then the question was, how do you play the thing? So sure enough, we went online and we found didgeridoo lessons, which we won't make you listen to, but in case you want to know what a really accomplished didgeridoo player is capable of doing with this thing that just looks like a piece of pipe, here's a little clip.
I don't sound like that yet on my didgeridoo.
Well, you need to watch more of those instructional videos.
But there are lots more practical things you can learn on the net by following some of these links. So, for example, I play the guitar, but just to see, you know, if you didn't play the guitar, what might be available, I took out a little clip of someone teaching you the guitar and some simple chords.
Today I plan to teach you how to play the A, C, D, E, G, A minor and E minor chords. The first chord we're going to discuss is the A major chord. This takes place entirely on the second fret. With your index finger on the third string, your ring finger on the second string, and middle finger on the fourth string, you have the A major chord. And it sounds something like this.
So that's something pretty simple, and that shows you that even if you're a beginner and you want to learn some new skill or musical instrument, you can find something appropriate for doing that. But there are also lots more advanced lessons you can find that people have videotaped and put up on YouTube or someplace else on the net.
So the next one's for the piano, a little more advanced than just an A major chord.
In this lesson, we're going to cover some Brazilian music. This pattern is kind of a bossa nova. It's pretty complicated rhythmically between the left hand and the right hand parts. So if you can just pick out the right hand part or the left hand part, it'll still be useful. You don't have to learn both hands together because that's going to take a lot of practice. First, we want to isolate the right hand pattern and slow it down a lot to practice it.
Almost like having your own personal piano tutor come to right in your house.
Almost. But they don't tell you every time you make a mistake. You're on your own for finding those.
True. There's no substitute for having an in-person teacher. But, you know, this can be quite a help to some people who want to learn in a different way or just take their time.
In fact, the way our son taught himself how to play electric guitar was he went online and he found what's called tablature for his favorite song. So instead of saying this is an A major chord, there's a little picture showing where to put each finger. And so he didn't even need to know what note each string was. All he needed to know was put my fingers here, strum, and I get that chord. And he had a grand time. He got reasonably competent at playing the guitar, not our choice of musical content, but he got reasonably good at it from just reading all of this stuff online. And he would sit there with his computer and his guitar right in front of him and be playing one and watching the other and learned a lot that way.
And there are also lots of technical things that you can learn on the web by doing some searches and some interesting videos there. So the next example that we pulled off the web was a little beginning course on electricity.
This is your introduction to electricity. All circuits need three things: source, load, and path. A source is a voltage supply, or energy. A load is something that's doing work for you, This can be a motor, a light, or a heater, for example. And a path is a way to get the source to the load and back to the source again. Very important, it must return to the source to complete the circuit.
So that's pretty much basic electricity and circuit wiring. But I don't know if we mentioned, but last year when they had this wonderful incentive program, our daughter bought what could be called generously a fixer-upper. And so she ripped out a load-bearing wall with a little help from mom and dad. And then she wanted to rewire the ensuing room. And I got the nod to do that with her boyfriend. And of course, she wanted some three-way switches. Well, let me tell you, nobody knows how to wire a three-way switch. I swear even professional electricians don't know how to wire a three-way switch. And so her boyfriend and I looked it up online. We sat there. We watched a video of someone explaining how to wire a three-way switch over and over and over until we were pretty comfortable that we could do it. And it worked the first time, and we were really proud of ourselves.
And her house hasn't burned down yet.
Well, that's true. that would have been a bummer.
But that shows you there are more sophisticated things you can learn, even that are more technically oriented. And so here's an example I felt was kind of funny. Math is sometimes intimidating to people, but here's a person who purports to teach you calculus in 20 minutes.
All right, so now we're going to try to do the impossible. We're going to try to do all of calculus in under 20 minutes. So we have to act really, really fast, go through the whole course. Let's begin. The first two basic issues of calculus, two big questions, what are they? How do you find instantaneous rate of change? How do you find how things are changing instantly? And then, completely separate from that, how do you find areas under curves? Two completely different questions. Turns out, answers are completely related.
So, you can find pretty sophisticated stuff on the web, as you can see. But just to show you, you can find almost anything you want. Almost any topic is covered. In fact, I'm told there are something like 38 hours of video posted to YouTube every minute of the day.
We were talking to a friend about this just last night, and he said, yeah, I've used the web too. Now, this is our friend Bob, who indirectly is responsible for us doing this show in the first place. That's a long story you'll hear next week. But anyway, Bob went out to North Dakota to visit his son, who was living there at the time, and they went fishing, and they caught a northern pike. Like, we know anything about fishing, but apparently the anatomy of a northern pike is slightly different from normal, and it came time to bone the fish, and neither Bob nor his son had a clue how to do it. So what did they do? They went online, and sure enough, there was somebody who had recorded a video of how to properly bone a northern pike. And dinner, I understand, was yummy.
Mmm. So in addition to all those things on YouTube and other places on the net, you can also find lots of tutorials and how-tos on how to use assistive devices, such as screen readers, book readers, MP3 players, and things like that. So you should make full use of the web to look for those type of instructional material also. So the final thing, just to show you that, you know, you can find anything from serious to kind of the ridiculous on these on the web in terms of learning. We found a little clip on how to brush your teeth, as if anybody would need instruction.
How to brush your teeth. Hello and welcome to Video Jug. We're going to show you how to brush your teeth properly. Step 1. You will need a toothbrush and some toothpaste. Step 2. When to brush. You should brush your teeth twice a day to keep them and your gums healthy.
And that went on for 10 steps, so they had a lot of detail in brushing your teeth.
And we clipped out some of the detail on each of those steps. It was a couple of minutes long.
So just to let everybody know, almost all these clips we found on YouTube without going any further than just www.youtube.com. and entering some kind of search like electricity or calculus into the search field. And then lots of links come up, and you can listen to the particular instructional material that you want.
And even if you spell it wrong, you'll probably get pretty close, because I don't think anyone knows how to spell didgeridoo either. Now for this week's high-tech item. Actually, collecting a bunch of these videos and creating a DVD from them or just a big MP3 file that you can listen and or watch later.
Right. So how did we grab some of these things? Typically, what we would do is play one of these videos on our computer and then use a program like Audacity, which we talked about in Viewpoints show number 1107. And if you remember from that show, Audacity is an audio editing and recording program. So if you run Audacity, start the recording process, and then go to your web browser or YouTube or whatever and play the instructional material, Audacity will be recording that material as you're watching and listening to it. And then you can save that file in Audacity and edit it down as we've done for this program here. So Audacity will record the audio for you as you're watching these videos, but some people may want to save the entire video along with the audio, and there are other programs for doing that. So the program we use for doing that is called SongR, S-O-N-G-R.
And that's available from their website, www.softonic.com, and you can search for SongR within that general website.
This is actually a great little program. There's several ways you can use it. So one way is you can put the URL of a video that you found on the net into an edit field, and it will automatically download that video for you. For example, I would go to a particular video on YouTube, go to the address field, copy the URL from there, paste it into the SongR program, and SongR would automatically download that file and save it on my computer. The other way you can use SongR is to, they have another search field where you can search for some song or video file that you're looking for by name, and then a list of these will come up, and then you select the one that you want to download. So this is a great way of saving both the audio and the video from something you've seen on the net.
For example, you actually want to save the clips of instruction on playing the didgeridoo and wiring a three-way circuit. Can't imagine why you'd want all that together, but...
Well, for example, we used that feature just recently. We saved a bunch of Frank Sinatra videos, clips, and interviews on our computer, and I wanted to put that onto a DVD for my mom to give it to her for her birthday next time we visit her. We collected all these different clips into one folder or directory on my computer. And then we took another program and put all those clips onto a single DVD that now she can just put into her DVD player and watch it on TV at home and enjoy these things.
So we used Windows DVD Maker, which is a component of Windows that just happened to be on our system, Windows DVD Maker. So what we do, we use Windows 7, and you can get into a search field if you hit the Windows key or the start menu key at the very bottom. There's a place where you can type anything you're looking for, and it'll bring you to Windows DVD Maker, and that worked great for putting together the DVD. Here's a little description of Windows DVD Maker from Wikipedia, another one of our favorite services. Windows DVD Maker is designed to enable the creation of DVD movies that can be played using DVD playback software on your computer or on a standalone consumer DVD player. In some ways, it is comparable to iDVD in the Mac operating system 10. Windows DVD Maker can be used on various Windows operating systems, including XP, Vista, 7, etc. It supports up to 60 video formats and can convert all manner of different kinds of video DVDs. And then, of course, it's free to download if you don't happen to already have it.
And just go to the Microsoft site, their download section, and do a search for that program. But it doesn't support all formats and may not work under all conditions. So, of course, as usual, there are other options that are often free on the web.
So there's another one called DVD Flick, and they're available at, not surprisingly, www.dvdflick.net. So that's all one word, DVDFLICK.net. And reading directly from their website, it says DVD Flick aims to be a simple but at the same time powerful DVD authoring tool. It can take a number of video files stored on your computer and turn them into a DVD that will play back on your DVD player, media center, or home cinema set. You can add additional custom audio tracks, subtitles, a menu, etc. And of course, it supports over 45 file formats and includes over 60 video codecs, 40 audio codecs, and will burn nearly any kind of video file to a DVD.
Then these can be good ways of saving the videos and audios that you downloaded and or distributing them to other people, sharing them with other people if you like.
That's it for this week's show. Next week, believe it or not, marks 6 months of Viewpoints shows. And
Time flies, huh?
Time sure flies. We'd like to celebrate with a six-month retrospective. We'll be talking a little bit about the history of the show, how it came to be, how we make the shows, including the audio clips, working in the studio, creating the theme song, our friend Samantha, and all sorts of other aspects of that, and maybe even highlight some
listener
comments.
Feedback and comments, yes.
If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to reachout@wxxi.org or call us at area code 585-258-0333. We'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. This program was hosted by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show by going to our website at wxxi.org/reachout and clicking on the podcast's link. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.